Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Brad Finstad, the president of the center, by telephone today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We have a new governor-elect. He'll be seated as governor come January 3rd, and his name is Mark Dayton.
Yeah, the election is official. It's been certified. And now the fun begins in regards to the new Dayton administration. For those of us in the policy world, it's an interesting time to see, you know, what players are going to be appointed to what positions and really get a feel for, you know, what the Dayton administration will look like in the next 4 years.
Now, do we have any of that information yet, or is it still sort of all kind of kept close to the vest at this point?
Well, it's they're slowly starting to announce positions. Tina Smith has been named his chief of staff. His general counsel is Peter Watson, a longtime Senate staffer. So some names are starting to come out. We haven't seen some big name commissioner announcements yet, other than it was announced that he has asked the current commissioner of transportation, Sorrell, to stay on. So that would be a holdover from the Plenty administration. But, you know, we're still looking at some very key appointments to be announced and who those people are and how that will affect rural Minnesota, specifically the Department of Agriculture, Department of Human Services, Department of Health, and then also the Department of Economic Development. Those are some key ones that we're looking at hopefully seeing soon, so we know who will be heading those agencies and how they're philosophies and management will play out in rural Minnesota.
You know, it's interesting because you have a perspective as a former legislator. Those are key interface points, I presume, with the current gubernatorial administration then.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the policy and you get down to the specifics, usually a governor isn't micromanaging every little issue. He brings his team or her team to the table, and that's really the people that, are at the table with their sleeves rolled up, really hammering out policy discussions with the legislature. So, yeah, that's it's an important piece of an administration. At the Capitol, specifically, you'll have the commissioners of all the different agencies really sitting down in the committee hearings, talking with members of the legislature in regards to the details of the governor's policy, to the implementation, to rules and regulations. So it's really that key contact person for the legislature.
You know, incoming Governor Dayton is going to have his hands full wrestling with a mostly Republican House and Senate.
Yeah, so that dynamic will be interesting. A lot of a lot of things will be told, I think, when he announces who he's appointing into these positions. You know, there's some players out there that will they be combative? Will they be cordial? What's the personality look like? But also, you know, when you have a new governor coming in, a new administration, it's going to be like drinking water out of a fire hose. So you're going to look for the background and the experience of these commissioners, too, because they'll be able to bring a lot to the table.
Well, Brad, we're kind of anxious to see how everything sort of moves forward here in the state of Minnesota. I want to thank you for dropping by via telephone, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. We'll catch you the next time.
Yep, thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.